2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to Inside Sources. This is Taylor Morgan. I am joined by my co-pilot today, Leah Murray. We are filling in for Boyd Matheson. I presume Boyd is out on vacation somewhere beautiful, somewhere wonderful.
Having a good time.
He always goes to great places. I need to get his summer vacation itinerary because Boyd goes to the best places.
You're going
to
just follow him around on his vacation,
yeah,
Taylor?
Would that be weird?
I think that's called stalking.
Maybe I won't do that.
Yeah, well, I would advise no.
Okay, in the last segment, we had on Angel Castillo. She's a candidate who is running to become mayor of Ogden City. Leah, this is all in the context of Utah's municipal elections, which are held in odd years, and it is 2023, so we're in a municipal election cycle.
Right.
The timeline for the municipal elections has been upended by the special election to fill the forthcoming vacancy by Representative Chris Stewart in the 2nd District.
That's right. So we all kind of have an understanding of what the new timeline is going to look like. But to be fair, and before we bring in our guest, Ricky Hatch, who's the Weber County Clerk and Auditor, I think it's not official until their special session next
That's
Wednesday.
That's right. We're relying on the governor's call, his proclamation
right.
for the special session. In that call, he outlined in great specificity what that special election could or should look like. We know that the legislature constitutionally is bound to only act on what is in that governor's call. So we have, I think, a pretty good sense, but it's not official yet. That's a great point, Leah.
All right. So, Ricky, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
So, Ricky, tell us, I'm feeling like people from the lieutenant governor's office must be talking to you all about how things are changing or what's happening, or is it the case is everyone kind of pausing until it's official next week?
It's a little both. They've been really good at reaching out to us. We had a good call yesterday with them, a comprehensive call. The lieutenant governor was on that, and they went over all the details. They let us vent a little bit of some of our frustrations, and then they said, okay, now it's time to get to work. And they provided a lot of good information.
Yeah. I remember working in the state elections office back in the day, and many Utahns may not know that our 29 county clerks are the ones who do all of the work.
That's right.
They administer our elections. They do it also for cities. The cities contract with them to run their elections. Essentially, the state gives county clerks a couple thousand pages of regulation and laws and tells them exactly what they have to do and when they have to do it. And then county clerks are left to themselves to figure out how to do the hard work, and they do it, and they do it better than anyone else in the country. So, Ricky, I hear your frustration.
But tell
I
us
empathize.
What is one of the frustrations, Ricky?
Can you give us one of those specific points of frustration as a clerk?
Oh, I can give you just a couple of quick ones. One is election officials often will preprint their envelopes to save money and to block them up, but you have dates on those envelopes. And so fortunately, most counties that I'm aware of did not preprint this year, and so we were able to change those the look of the envelopes and the inserts in advance before they were actually printed. Also, we kind of want to have Thanksgiving, but that's probably not going to happen much this year. We might do takeout for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, pause right there because the general election, which I actually hadn't even thought of. Oh my goodness, Ricky, I'm so sorry. But like the ballots are all going to roll in on like a Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. And what I just heard you say is you and all your staff are going to be at work.
Ricky's not leaving the office.
That's right. We'll bring you turkey.
Okay, that's rough. One more. Give us strike three, Ricky. Give us one more issue.
Well, the staff, it's going to be hard, especially for the larger counties, to get enough staff to work because of the holiday issue. The primary election is actually the day after Labor Day, and so there's concerns on getting enough people willing to work that close to a holiday. And also, we might have to pay them holiday overtime pay, so there could be an additional cost there.
So I have a question right here, because I do feel like Taylor was saying earlier, 1,000 pages of code and regulations, and I'm thinking in my head, unfunded mandate, right? So what counties get told is, here's all the stuff you have to do. In the conversation, was money allocated to pay holiday pay for people?
They're actually collecting that information now. And really, the Lieutenant Governor's office and the legislature, I mean, it's not a horrible change. I mean, it's hard, but we'll work with it and deal with it the way we always do. But it's not a horrible change. We just have to complain just a little, and then we'll get to work. But they're putting together cost estimates.
You are entitled, I think, to complain a little bit here, Ricky, and certainly we appreciate the way you're working closely with the state elections office, with the legislature and the governor's office to make this work. No, nothing is more important than elections, right? Yeah. And having a secure, reliable, trustworthy process. Certainly, this is going to cost some taxpayer dollars. I know the governor and legislature are trying to align with the municipal cycles to reduce that burden.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Like, literally, I'm thinking about what you're saying about these two holidays, Ricky, and I just didn't think about it till you said it. But everyone is saying the reason we want to align the elections is to save money. And I guess the question is the cost of, right, like paying all these people holiday pay, it would surely not offset the savings of aligning the elections, right, Ricky? So it's not going to be the case that we're actually going to come in net, you know, behind, right? There's not going to be a net loss as a result.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I mean, if they were to pay for a full-on election, yeah, we're not even going to come close to that, even with some additional cost. So I think they were pretty wise in how they selected the dates. And, you know, it's a little bit of a pain, but it's, you know, we just get it done. It's okay.
Yeah. Now, Ricky, you don't have any of the second district in Weber County. Is that correct?
Thank heavens, no.
Right, because you don't have to worry about verifying candidate signatures, right? So congrats on that. That's a win for Weber County for sure.
Yes.
Do you?
We're happy about that.
Taylor's a big fan of signatures, though, Ricky,
yes.
So be careful.
Ricky and I have had conversations about that in the past as well, and he's been very kind to me.
He's always very kind, gracious.
Yes. Ricky, I want to ask you, we had on in our previous segment Angel Castillo, who is a candidate running for mayor of Ogden City, and we speculated a little bit with her about whether or not we think this special election for the second district could maybe boost voter turnout in cities even outside of the second district. What's your reaction to that as a county clerk? And I'm not putting you on the record here with anything. We're speculating, so you're on the hot seat, but you're in a safe place.
Good. I do suspect that there's probably a little bit of fallout or coattails, something like that, because there will be a lot of news about the change in dates and about the congressional special election, and I think that'll just spill over a little bit. The one nice thing is, with us sending out ballots to all active registered voters, you know, in elections like this, the turnout does tend to be a little bit higher, actually quite a bit higher than it would if all voting were done in person. But, yeah, I think there will be a little bit of residual impact across the state just because of the increased media attention.
All right. So Ricky Hatch, Weber County Clerk, my county clerk. Taylor, just so you know.
And auditor. Don't forget
the
auditor.
And he's also the auditor.
He has two huge jobs.
Right. So I like the county clerk one better.
Okay, that's
we'll
fair.
Just go with that. So, Ricky, maybe you can't tell us, but can you share dates that you're expecting, right? Like when ballots will be coming out in Weber County, but maybe also across the state? When should people start paying attention?
You bet. Of course, everything is subject to the legislature next week. But right now, with the and state law requires that ballots are sent out 21 days, no earlier than 21 days before election day. So the primary will be on September 5th.
We're all figuring this out in real time.
In my head, I'm like 21 days, somewhere August 10th or something, 15th. Yeah, go ahead.
you're looking at mid to late August for the primary, and then right after Halloween, you'll start seeing your ballots in the mail.
For the general,
KSL News Radio reporter Lindsay Ertz has been covering this today. Voters who are affiliated with a different party or unaffiliated, if they would like to vote in the Republican primary in this special election, they need to affiliate as a Republican as soon as possible. The legislature will probably be making some adjustments to that timeline, and there will be a cutoff point as to when voters are still able to affiliate. Ricky, thoughts on that?
I've heard that as well, that there's some interest on the part of the legislature to restrict party swapping or party switching for the primary. I don't have any dates, but I'm sure that'll be part of their discussions.
Yeah.
All right, Ricky Hatch, Weber County Clerk and Auditor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys are awesome.
Hey, I want to come back after the break, Taylor, and I want to chat with you about baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Wow,
and
okay.
And all the politics maybe therein.
I can't wait. Stay tuned.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.